Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we are commemorating Studio 7's 21st anniversary. We'll also be discussing the total solar eclipse in the United States today. But first, let's take a look at what is happening in the United States. A total solar eclipse will cross North America today, offering millions a rare opportunity to see skies temporarily darken as the moon blots out the sun. Lucy Ha breaks down everything you need to know about the rare celestial event.
Skygazers across North America are in for a treat on April 8, when a total solar eclipse will pass over Mexico, the United States, and Canada. Here's everything you need to know about the rare celestial event. A total solar eclipse occurs when the moon passes between Earth and the sun, completely blocking the face of the sun along a small path of our planet's surface. This is called the path of totality. NASA's research astrophysicist Nicolene Vial.
Some people who are in the path of totality will get to see a total solar eclipse, and that's where the moon totally blocks out the main body of the sun. Those people will get to see the corona, or the atmosphere of the sun, peeking out from around the moon.
According to NASA, the April 8 eclipse will begin over the South Pacific Ocean and will cross North America, passing over Mexico, United States, and Canada. NASA estimates 31.6 million people live in the path of totality this year.
So everybody in the contiguous United States will get to see at least a partial eclipse where the moon partially blocks out the sun. There's a path of totality, though, that starts in Texas and it goes up north and comes out through Maine. And the people in the path of totality will get to see the main body of the sun totally blocked out.
In October 2023, people in parts of North and South America witnessed an annular solar eclipse, which is a slightly different event. The moon passes between the sun and Earth when it's at or near its furthest point from our planet. It doesn't completely cover the face of the sun, leaving what looks like a ring of fire in the sky. Then there's the lunar eclipse, when Earth sits between the moon and the sun, and our planet's shadow is cast upon the moon's surface. The next total solar eclipse will occur in 2026.
Total solar eclipse happens somewhere on the Earth about every 18 months, but of course most of the Earth is water. It's not where people live. And so the fact that so many people live nearby the total eclipse or live in the partial phases of the eclipse, it just means so many more people will get to participate in this event.
And still on the solar eclipse, millions of people in North America are expected to witness a spectacular solar eclipse. This is when the sun is blocked by the moon, according to the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration. For Insight, VOA's Gibbs Dube spoke to Calvin Masilela, a professor of geography and regional planning at Indiana University in Pennsylvania.
Is a very unusual occurrence, at least in North America, what will happen on April the 8th. And it's an occurrence that is something like once in a lifetime total solar eclipse. What that means is that basically you have the shadow of the moon completely covering the sun. And normally, what we're used to viewing is a partial solar eclipse, but this one is unusual. And the way it's going to occur is that the eclipse path will start in the South Pacific Ocean, passing through Mexico, the United States, all the way to Canada. And why is this eclipse unique? It's because most solar eclipses are partial. That is, the sun is part hidden by the moon. Total solar eclipses mean that the moon shadow totally covers the sun. This is rare because the moon's shadow is not big enough normally, and there's a few places on the Earth where a total eclipse can happen. And North America generally just happened to be to fall on the path on this unique path. But to be visible, you must be either on the exact path of the eclipse or at least along a narrow band, let's say about 185 kilometers or at least 115 miles of the path. And the actual eclipse, that is its totality, darkness or duration of it, it's somewhere around about 4 minutes and a few seconds, okay? And of course, that depends again on your position on the exact path itself. And again, for those who probably pay attention to this, I believe the longest recorded total eclipse was somewhere around June 1955, somewhere thereabouts, which lasted something like 7 minutes and 8 seconds.
That there was Studio 7's Gibbs Dube speaking to Calvin Masilela, a professor of geography and regional planning at Indiana University in Pennsylvania. And now back to some very exciting news. Studio 7 yesterday turned 21. The station started with a 30-minute broadcast in Shona and Ndebele. Shona was 20 minutes and Ndebele 10 minutes. The Shona program was anchored by the late Caroline Gombakomba and Champion Chigwedu. Ndebele was anchored by Praxidis Jeremiah, Jabulo Ngube, and Chris Gande from Zimbabwe. Studio 7 is currently headed by Ray Choto, with Praxedes Jeremiah, editor of the Ndebele desk, and Blessing Zulu, the Shona desk. Studio 7 also has avid listeners. One of them is Donald Mamoma, who sent us a message from South Africa, which will be played on our main show. Let's hear what some of our listeners, like Pastor Richard Moyo, Yeukai Chindeja, and Tabitha Luayo, had to say.
Happy Studio 7 nokusitsa kwayo makore 21 years nemuswa 7 April makore yokubere kwati nofara nokupembera zvikuru nepenyu revanhu iri kukura iri kuyamba chenda mberi nebasa zvikona chida kutenda zvikuru vatori venhau vose vakasiyana siyana vanoshandira nepenyu iyi nevatereri vayo vose nokuti kuva vatereri ndokuti nepenyu ikure tira kufara nokupembera zvikuru Studio 7 yakazvagwa mugore ra 2003 7 April kwati yakasvitsa kugore 21 years kani ndiwo ndakatanga kuiterera mugore ra 2006 ine makore matatu muswa 2 February ndavane 18 years kani ndinonzwa kufara nokutenda zvikuru nokuti zvikuona nepenyu iri kukura vanhu vakawanda vari kuifarira zvirongwa zvairi kubata zvirongwa zvinonwisa mvura tinofara nokutenda zvikuru nokuti tiri kuona palets talk ngati kurukurei chino chitopona tete mavhila tiri kukura zvikuru tichiona Studio 7 Shona page Facebook yakasvitsa 500,000 half a million yavaro nepenyu iri kuredwa nevanhu vakawanda tinoti vanhu vakawanda varambe vachiteverera vachisapota tichida kutenda nezvirongwa zvelife talk zvinotwa Monday to Friday na half 8 neshona nendevere nechirongo chida kutenda zvirongwa zvakasiyana na Hoza Friday chitopwa na Ivan Zininga chemagitari chida kutenda ne round table inoona tema velasi nezvinosangana nemadzimai nemusi wechina tema velasi nezvinoitika our life upenyu hwedu na baba Jonga kandimire nemusi mugovera nezvechitenjo chinopiwa na baba Taronoka Wande nemusi wesondo nezve chidiki chatinopiwa na mukoma Taboka Nquve saka tinonzwa kufara nokutenda zvikuru nevatori venhau vose nebasa vari kuita tinoti ngavarambe vachienda mberi tinoramba vachivada uye futi tirakuti kana usinga tiri Studio 7 uri kuitei? If you are not watching Studio 7, what are you doing? If you are not listening Studio 7, what are you doing? Tere Studio 7 niudza umaiterere manepenyu yakakosha.
Tinoti makorokoto makorokoto kuStudio 7 nekushita makore anoita 21 years. Aiwa, tinotenda, Mwari vakanaka. Tinotirambai muchiita mabasa enyu, atisi kusariraba. Tiri kugara tine maupdate ezvese zviri kuitika kumatimana ese enyika. Aiwa, tinoti makorokoto nekusvitsa 21 years.
Tinoti makorokoto kuStudio 7 yasvitsa makore 21 years. Tinotirambai makadaro muchibata. Tinotirambai makadaro makorokoto. Happy birthday.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa mazwi emanyautsana ari kubva kuvateereri vedu veStudio 7 vanoti Pastor Richard Moyo, amai Yeukai Chidenzwa namuzvare Tabitha Dliwayo vanga vari kutaura nesu vari kuSouth Africa vachiti zvakare vari kufara kuti Studio 7 yakwanisa iyo paFacebook page yeVOA Shona kuwana vateedzeri 500,000. Aiwa tinokutendai. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And welcome back to Live Talk. Today we're discussing the total solar eclipse in the United States of America. To discuss this issue, we are joined by our reporter Gibbs Dube, who is at the National Mall watching the solar eclipse. And we also have Professor Prisca Ngondo in San Marcos, Texas. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having
me. Thank you so much, marvelous.
Thank you. I will start off with you, Professor Ngondo, there in Texas. You've already seen the eclipse. Tell us, what was your experience like?
Actually, we're still waiting for totality. Right now, it's about, let me see, about three quarters covered. So in the next 30 minutes, I will be experiencing the total eclipse in 15 minutes. So right now, we're all just standing outside, wearing our glasses, looking up and watching it as it progresses.
What's the mood like around the people that are there? Did people come out to watch this, as, you know, a lot of people have been anticipating to see what's going on?
Yes, the mood is very exciting. People flew in from out of state. People are driving around. It's a bit overcast in some parts of Texas on the path of totality. So people are driving up and down the highways, really just trying to find the best place to view it. But my friends and I are fortunate that where we are, although it's cloudy, the clouds are parted enough for us to where we can see what is happening. So we're all very excited to be just sharing this moment together.
Just describe it for us.
Opportunity.
Describe it for us, what you're seeing right now, because you're saying you're like three quarters into it.
Yes. So right now what I'm seeing is it's I see a crescent of the sun now as the moon is almost totally covering the sun. So in the next 15 minutes, we will be experiencing totality. So we've been watching it as it's been progressing, as the sun has been just getting smaller and smaller.
Wow. So we'll come back to you. And for now, we're switching over to Gibbs Dube, our reporter who's at the National Mall here in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the program, Gibbs.
Thank you so much, Marvelous. As we speak right now, it seems as if things are happening. So I'm looking up there now. There's a bit of clouds, but can see some action. You know, the moon is moving a little bit, you know, towards the sun. So something is really happening. So we expect within the next few hours, or let me say within the next few minutes, it could be halfway. But things are happening, and there are so many people here at the mall. Mm-hmm. And one of them is a Zimbabwean. This Zimbabwean likes to, you know, talk about it as well, because this is one thing that is coming after a long, long time. The next eclipse will be in 2044.
Thank you. If you can introduce her, and let's speak to her quickly.
So her name is Mandebele. So she's around here, Blondie Ndebele. There she comes. Marvelous, talk to her.
Hello, Blondie, and welcome to the program.
Hello, hi, Marvelous.
How are you? Tell us, what is it like to be experiencing this total eclipse? I'm not sure if it's going to be total here in Washington, D.C., but what's the mood like there where you are?
It's quite exciting. There are lots of people here. People came in their numbers to witness this once or twice in a lifetime experience. You know, we are not going to have a full eclipse here in Washington, but this partial eclipse that we'll be experiencing, it looks like it's an exciting moment for most people. And to get a better view of the eclipse, we came to the mall, where hundreds and thousands of other people are also here to witness this occasion.
Okay, I understand that you speak Ndebele. Tell us in Ndebele what it's like being there where people are waiting to see this eclipse. What does that mean to you, you know, personally, as a young lady who's here in Washington currently trying to see this event?
I think it's quite exciting, really, because the last time when I saw the eclipse, it was a total eclipse. Of course, I was in Zimbabwe. I saw the total eclipse. But I was still young. I had limited experience in what an eclipse is. I had limited knowledge in what an eclipse is. But now that I'm older, I'm a young person, I'm really interested in these things. And it's quite exciting that it's happening while I'm here in Washington, D.C., where millions of other people from different parts of the world are here also to witness this.
Mm-hmm. I understand you speak Ndebele. If you can say something in Ndebele for some of our Ndebele listeners, please.
Let's take a picture. 20 years will recreate. Okay. Linjani Balaleli. Ngilapha eWashington, DC, the National Mall. Lapha sizobuka khona umthunzi welanga, wenyanga, udlula phambi kwelanga. So, lapha eWashington, DC, asoze sibe le eclipse. Evala ilanga lonke, izavala ilanga elincane. Khathesi sokuqalisile ukuvaleka ilanga mbija nambijana, soze livaleke lonke. But it's quite exciting ngoba abantu abaningi balapha, kugcwele kakhulu abantu abavela endaweni ezijiyeneyo ukuthi bethole, bebone into le iyenzakala ngoba isikhathi esiningi kwezinye indawo kuyabe kulama buildings uyabe ungatholi better view of ilanga lakhona. So lapha eWashington Mall right, ngoba kule space esikhulu kakhulu ukuthi abantu bayarelaxa ngapha besidla, ngapha besepark, at the same time bebuka ilanga in a relaxed environment. So kuhle kakhulu and it's exciting ukuthi lami ngilapha namhlanje ukuthi ngizokubukisa lokho kwenzakalayo.
Thank you there, Blondie. Please stay on the line. We're going to move over now to Dr. Prisca Ngondo out there in St. Marcus in Texas. Dr. Ngondo, mambo taura neshona kuti muri kunzwa sei kunge muri pachiitiko chakadai chinowanikwa chichiitika nguva nenguva?
Tiri kunzwa kufara spirit. And South Africa shook up. I don't see totality. I don't see change on a totality. But what part of that shook up? There's a trip and there. Like I think I'm a bonfire. Edu, Zuara, tovharidzirwa nenhingiriki nemwedzi manje manje so
saka vanhu vari pamuri ipapo vari kuti chii vari kuti kana ravharwa muchaimba here muchaita sei
hanzi tichaimba here kana zuva ravharwa hanzi ehe tichaimba tichatamba tichabururudza ngoma nehosho
aiwa unzai vamwe kana muine vamwe vari ipapo vanoda kutaura ngavauye tinzwe
ehe pane vanonzi Mary
tiripo makadiniko
aiwa tiripo taurai tinzwe chii chaita kuti mubude mumba muuye kuzoona eclipse
hanzi zvichatongoita isu tichiri mhandara kudai hanzi kana ichazodzoka tinenge tachembera saka tiri kufara zvikuru kuona zuva richivharwa zvachose rese nemwedzi
imi makambozviona here izvi ndoziva kuti kuzimbabwe taimbonzi pwanya bhodhoro wotarisa wakashandisa bhodhoro rejinja el kana kuti chii ikoko muri kuita sei
kunoko neti kumagrazi kumaidonno was it ever totality kumusha kana kuti was a partial
zvinosiyana
partial
but apa kwakutotanga kusviba here pari zvino
kwakutotanga kusviba in about what, 10 minutes
aiwa mozotitorera vhidhiyo tinenge tiri pano tichitaura nemi regai timboenda kune vamwe vari kuno kuwashington thank you so much weare now going back to the national mall where Gibbs and Blondie are weare leaving Texas but I understand in Texas they're actually experiencing the total eclipse which means it's gonna get dark so we're gonna go back to them and see what they are seeing and you know hopefully they'll send us videos of what they're currently experiencing back to you Gibbs you heard there we have a Dr. Priska Ngondo and some Zimbabweans in St. Marcos in Texas, they are saying they are 10 minutes away from experiencing a total eclipse. So what's your view?
Yeah, so apparently in Texas, Cleveland, Buffalo and other places, there will be a total eclipse. But it only lasts about 4 minutes and 8 seconds. And here it's going to last roughly about, you know, less than that. But it won't be a total eclipse. So it's something very exciting, marvelous. When you look at the way people are reacting here, you love it. So there's a gentleman here who love to come and join us. So maybe first one will give us a chance. We'll bring him on board so that
you
can
please
talk about this eclipse.
Thank
so
you
he
so
brought
much.
His son and he brought his son. So he says his son has got some mental issues, but you know, you love to actually talk to us. So give me just a second, then you come and watch us.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we'll let you get situated.
One second.
Yes, we'll let you get situated. Thank you there, Gibbs.
While we also look at what the people are saying
on our lives, we have people that are actually following us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Those that are following us on VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA English, thank you. Today is a very important day, like what we've been saying. Studio 7 is celebrating 21 years. We have, you know, an event that is happening here in the United States and would like to hear from some of our callers on what, you know, they think, because I know in Zimbabwe this was a huge event. We had people, let's see if we can go back to Gibbs out in the National Mall. Hello, Gibbs. Yes, hello.
I will let the gentleman introduce himself.
Go ahead,
sir. He's very interested in talking to you.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, my name is Leanne. Yeah, my name is Lee Anthony Day. I'm just here for the second time looking at the eclipse. I was here back in 2017 supporting people with intellectual disabilities and letting them get a chance to see the eclipse. And I'm now back with someone that I support that has intellectual disability as well as mental health. So they can get, you know, see stuff that they want to see and stuff that they, you know, I've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
It's an amazing experience. It's amazing.
And what has been the reaction of your son?
The reaction, well, he's not my son. He's the person that I support.
Oh, okay. The one that you support.
Yes, he's loving it. He's loving it.
Mm-hmm.
He's
mm-hmm.
definitely loving it. This is something we made arrangements for over 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
He chose this event, and I made it happen for him. So now we're here, and he's seeing something he's never seen before, which is awesome. So for me, that is awesome to me. Period.
Does this have
the first
Yeah.
Solar eclipse.
Some people say that, the solar eclipse has a lot of spiritual meaning for them. What is it like for you personally?
Oh, yes. Yes. I believe that the solar eclipse has a spiritual awakening.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you've done or decisions that you've made bad, you can make and start over with your life. As well as you can start over on a new journey or whatever journey you want to go towards. This is like a new beginning.
Mm. Thank you. Very inspiring words there. Thank you very much. We are now going to switch over to Dr. Prisca Ngondo in San Marcos in Texas. Welcome back to the program, Dr. Ngondo.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm here, yes.
Yes. How far are we now from the total eclipse?
I think maybe about 3 or so minutes. Right now, just a sliver of sun showing.
Uh-huh.
How many minutes? Yeah, just a sliver of sun showing. So we are just hoping that the clouds stay away long enough. It's a bit of an overcast day. So the clouds are, flowing over it now, but there's a little bit of an opening, so we have a clear vision for now.
There are some people that say that this total eclipse has a very spiritual meaning to them. What about you personally? What do you think?
Personally, I wouldn't say it has a spiritual meaning for me, but I will say that it has been a moment where my friends and I have been able to gather on a Monday. We're grilling some meat, we're laughing, we're talking. So it definitely helped us, gather and enjoy each other's company on a Monday. And for those of people, for those who are talking about the situation, I can see why that would be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and for some occurrence, right? The next one will be in 20 years, and some of us may not be. I plan to be around, but some of you may not.
Okay. Thank you there, Dr. Prisca Ngondo. Please take some videos for us. Take some pictures. We want to see what's happening the minute you get the total eclipse. But stay on the line. We're going to switch over now to Washington, D.C., the National Mall, and see what Gibbs has in store for us. Hello, Gibbs, as we wind down our program. Hello.
Hello, it's Blondie.
Okay, Blondie, go ahead. You can give us your last word. We're coming to the end of our program. We understand, like you know, everybody's saying, it's going to take a lot of years before the next one comes. Spiritually, does this mean anything for you?
Yeah, not spiritually for me per se, but I think it's generally a once or twice in a lifetime experience that almost everyone would like to see. So if there is a chance to see it, I think this was an opportunity for us to go out and see it. Otherwise, like we're saying, the next eclipse is in 2044, which is like how many years from now. So if you have an opportunity to go to one eclipse, this is the right time. You to a panje, we won it. Though it lasts for a few minutes, like we Google, to one which wins Agalani.
Thank you. Blondie. Let me switch over now to Dr. Prisca Ngondo in San Marco in Texas for the last minute so we can hear how far they are, watching the total eclipse. Hello, Dr. Ngondo, the last word. How far are you now from the total eclipse?
Okay, we're a little close. So how many minutes would you say we're away from it? According to our tracker, it says 8 minutes away from totality.
Okay.
So we are just still standing out here staring at the sun with our glasses on, of course.
Uh-huh.
And there's some neighbors who've already come out of their homes as well, just standing around outside talking, taking pictures, and just discussing what a significant day this is for all
Thank
of us.
You. Thank you so much, Dr. Prisca Ngondo in San Marco in Texas. We also heard from Gibbs Dube, our reporter, and Blondie, who was also on scene at the National Mall here in Washington, giving us an overview of what is going on regarding the solar eclipse. And in Texas, as we heard, they're looking at the total solar eclipse. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.